Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Ein Vav, the second paragraph. Matzinu Makor LeDivrei Admor. So we find a source for the words of Rabbi Yerucham, who characterized Yirai's process of sobering, and we saw that in the Midrash. Aval Adayin HaDevarim Sesumim. It's still quite vague over here, quite opaque. What is this concept that the Midrash calls, and Rav Yerucham called, drunkenness? That is a characteristic of somebody who does not appreciate the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from which one has to sober up, either through seeing a miracle or appreciating the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand the depth of this matter, we have to look right at the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis. The first pasuk, Bereishis bara Elohim eis hashamayim eis haoretz, v'haoretz ha'isa tohu v'avohu. What are those words? Rashi comments, tohu l'shan teima v'shim moyin. Tohu connotes astonishment and desolation. Shadam tohu u'mishtemem al boyhu sheba. A person stands astonished about the boyhu. And then Rashi translates, Tohu etordi so belaz. Bachumashim miturgemes amila belaz bataibum, as hardama. They translate this word as anesthetic, being sedated. Ve'anu tohim, this is a play on words, right? Tohu. And we are astonished, we're perplexed. Ezo hardama kibla ha'oretz miyadim ibar'ah. What sort of sedation or anesthetic that the universe receive immediately upon being created? We'll see the answer now. Ulam yadu ki milas ilam hi milashon he'alem. Many Svarim point this out. The word for ilam connotes a certain hiddenness. V'chol ha'sifei ha'kodesh mele'im mizeh she'ishna ha'alama bo'ilam. Sifei ha'kodesh are saturated with this idea. There's a hiddenness in the world. V'hi me'ikar mo'usa shel olam. It's part of the essence of the world, which is why the root of the word forms the word Eilam. Mai ha'alamaza. So what is this hiddenness? Harei ha'oretz b'choyma yaseidach. The universe is a physical universe. V'gam ha'chushim she'lanu mavchinim rak davarim gashmim. Our senses are only sensitive to physical stimuli. Ru'im davarim gashmim. We see things that are physical objects. Shemeim koilos gashmim. We hear sounds that are physical sounds. Toyamim tamim gashmim. Certainly, we taste things which are physical objects. And memashishim edvarim gashmim. We feel, we touch the haptic interface. Yeah, things that are physical. It's just in brackets. Interesting that the author leaves out the sense of smell, because Chazal do say that it's closer to spiritual things. At any rate, haboyreis borach uruchani. But the Creator is non-physical. Seeing but not seen. This is an awesome hiddenness. Hashem Yisborach, Shehu Rav V'Shalit, the very creator, the very ruler. Ikar v'shoresh shedechol almin, the root, the foundation of all the worlds. V'chulei kamek Eloheich Hashivin, apart from him, everything else is null and void. O Yisoy, it is he who is not seen at all. Like the Pasuk in Tehillim says, he is hidden. Hashem hides within his world. We see now, we understand, as the universe is created, a physical universe, that in and of itself is like sedation, because the very existence of a material universe hides the Creator from those creatures who are going to populate this physical universe. Elsewhere, Rashi explains it even more. The pasuk in Va'eschanan, pen ufen tisa einecha hashamayma, lest you raise your eyes heavenward. Ve'ro'isa es hashemesh ve'es hayoreach. When you see the sun, the moon, the stars, the entire host of heaven, you stray and you worship them. These bodies that Hashem distributed to all the nations under the heavens, Rashi explains this, Asher chalak lechol ha'amim lehoir lehem, in a simple sense, well, he gave them these bodies to illuminate the world, the sun, the moon. Davar acher le'eloi hois, a second pshat, he gave them as gods, meaning lo'i mena'on milit'es acherim. Hashem doesn't go to the trouble of preventing the goyim from erring and worshipping these bodies. Ela hechelikom bedivrei hevleim. He allows them to slide. Chalak means smooth. He allows them to slide with this foolishness. Letordom min ha'olam. So the author explains, hechelik ha'kadosh b'ruch hu olam k'sheyachlu lizgalesh bo. Ha'kadosh b'ruch hu, so to speak, smoothens the world. Just now we'll explain what that means. He made the world smooth, like a person using sandpaper to make the wood very, very smooth, so that people can slide in it. Meaning, kol ha'tayfa'os v'atalechim b'olam hem kol kachalakim. All phenomena, all processes, natural processes in the world, are so smooth. Hare hakol misnael b'derech siba u'mesovev. Everything works in the way of cause and effect. It's all cause and effect. V'al chok ha'sibatiyut yecholim lebnot teoriyot v'gam mechonot u'machshirim la'od. Using the principle of causality, one can build very powerful theories and also instruments, machines. Hakol kol kachalak, and it all goes so smoothly. It's all so self-explanatory. Whereas the Creator is so hidden, and then nothing stops the nations from turning physical processes into gods. Whether they look to the moon, to the sun, or nature itself. Oilam chalak is oilam murdam. A smooth world like that, in which everything can be explained without reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything seems to work so smoothly. Even those things that we don't know, we believe still work on the basis of cause and effect, so we just have to research further. Such a world is an anesthetized world, a sedated world. HaGoyim chayim ba'olam zeh, hashirui benarkoza amuka. So the goyim live in this world, which is in a deep narcosis. The pasuk in Yeshayahu Aleph, in Yeshayahu Mem Aleph, says, Mi heir mi mizrach, tzedek iko ele ragloi. Chazal tell us it's speaking about Avraham Avinu. And interestingly, Yeshayahu says about him that he awakened. Mi heir mi mizrach. Avraham Avinu alav ha-shalom, hizchil lehoir salam yitar demasoi. He's the one who began to awaken the world from its slumber. Velimed leakir ha-sabore mitoich oilamu. He's the one who started teaching people how to recognize the Creator from this world, from within the world. Ad sheikri shemoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu fi kol b'riya, as Chazal say, Rashi quotes them. Bikri'as Yam Suf yisorei kol am Yisrael. The culmination of Avraham Avinu's work was Kri'as Yam Suf, where all of Klal Yisrael was totally awake. Bir'isam es hayad ha'gedola she'asa Hashem b'mitzvah, when they saw this colossal event, the splitting of the sea. Vayir'u ha'am es Hashem, the pasuk says there in Shiras Hayam, yir'a ya'yispakhus. That's a sobering up. That's a process of waking from the slumber. And then matan tera hesir sahar dama legamer min ha'olam. Matan tera totally removed the sedation. They were completely awake. Moshe Rabbeinu continues in Va'eschanan. Hein her'anu Hashem Elokein es kvoidoi. He showed us His glory. There's godloi. We heard His voice from the fire. We saw that God speaks to man and He lives. When He spoke to them face to face, the perspective on the world was completely transformed immediately. What they saw then, to the utmost degree possible, is that this physical world in which it is so easy to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ignore Him, not to be aware, they saw that the world is actually a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a manifestation of Him. That wherever a person steps his foot, it's Admas Kodesh, it's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'iyas ha'ilam be'oifin zeh hi yir'ah. That's what we call yir'ah, or yir'as shamayim, to see the world in this manner. Paragraph Gimel. But teichacha b'chisavoy ne'emal. The teichacha in Parashas Kisavoy, one of the phrases, yakecha Hashem b'shigaoin uv'ivaroin uv'simhoin leivav. Hashem will strike you with these things, particularly Timhoin Levav, which is a rather obscure phrase. V'chosav Rashi uvesimhoin Levav oitem halev, it means a blockage of the heart, et tordi sobelaz. Oisah mila betzofatit atika, the very same word in medieval French that Rashi used in translating the word toihu in the beginning. V'yisot targum b'chom Hashem, the same targum, bataibung, hardama, sedation. Harei adayin lo nitzlu mehardama. We see that they're not completely saved from hardama. And furthermore, v'af'anu misvadim yom kippurim. In Yom Kippur, we make the one of the phrases in the video is al chet shechotan lefenecha besimhoin leivav. The same term that comes from the teichacha. Seeing that this is the last vidui, the vidui works alphabetically, and this is the very last one. Navin kizo hamakeh befatish al kol hachataim. This is the makeh befatish of all the chataim that I enumerated beforehand in the vidui. Velulei hardama hazois. If not for this sedation, lo hayinu nichshalim bechol shar chataim. We would not have stumbled in all the previous chataim mentioned in the vidui. If you look at the Teichacha in context, when it says that Hashem will struck us with Shigaoin, Nivaroin, and Timhoin Leivav, that's a consequence for not having served Hashem Besimcha, it says there, Merevdas. Lo yadanu, lo yishanu, when a person doesn't know, that the Torah here is criticizing us, when we don't know, when we don't serve Hashem out of Simcha and Shira, it means shakanu b'ardama selam. We allowed ourselves once again to be immersed in this process of falling asleep, of sedation. Ne'etam halev, as Rashi says, it's etim halev, the heart is blocked. V'hukenu b'timhoi levav, and we allow ourselves to again be stricken with timhoi levav. Me'ata bo'u re'di Rambam. So come and see now, with this introduction, what the Rambam says, a famous passage in the Rambam. Even though the Torah does not tell us the precise function of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Remez Yeshbo, says the Rambam, there's a hint over here, Kloimar Uru Yeshenim Yeshenaschem. Awaken you who sleep from your sleep. Venirdamim Hakitsu Mitardimaschem, those who slumber, wake up from your slumber. Vechapsu b'maaseichem, search your deeds, vechizu b'shuvah, vezichu b'rachem. Eilu ha-shochachim es-ha-emes, those who forget the truth, behevlei hazman, in the foolishness of the time, v'shegim kol shnasa behevel varik, and just waste the entire year, ha-shelo ya'il ve'lo yatzil, involvement in all sorts of trivialities, habitu le-nafshechem, you should look into your souls, ve'hitivu darcheichem u-ma'alaleichem, improve your ways, ve'yazov kol echad mikem darkei hara'a, u-machshavtei ha-shelo yitova, and forsake all sorts of ways that are incorrect, habits, thoughts. Before we carry on in the Rambam, the author explains, HaRambam Shama Biskias Shifar Esakol HaMeorim HaRdama Olamis. The Rambam says that the remez of the shofar, he heard in the blowing of the shofar, that bugle, that reveil, that awakens the entire world from its slumber. HaMapid Yir'a Lakal, and that's, as we defined above, that's what Yir'a is. So the shofar is a sound of yir'ah, to see the world as we're supposed to see it. Mazkir le'sabire, reminding the world of its creator, machaziram le'shuvah, and bringing them to tshuva. V'nei haramba mamshich, this is in ilchoyz tshuva per gimel. Lefichach tzarich kol adam, shir'e atzmoy kol hashana kula. A person should see himself throughout the entire year, ke'ilu chetzyei zakah v'chetzyei chayav, as if he is balanced, right in the middle between merit and its opposite. And so to the entire world, you should see the entire world as balanced on a knife edge. Chata chayit echad, hichia es atzmoy ves kol olam kol olechav zechoyva vzegam la'ashchata. The person should see himself as if, with one mistake, he pushes himself in the entire world to the negative side and causes destruction. Asa mitzvah achas. If he does one mitzvah, har hichia es atzmoy ves kol olam kol olechav zechus. So he pushes himself and the entire world to the site of merit, and causes them and himself salvation. The pasuk, the tzaddik is a foundation. The person who does the tzedakah, the correct thing, pushes the entire world to the site of merit. The Rambam is just paraphrasing that Gemara in Kiddushin. She'einah she'eches diskeas shofar. That Gemara is not talking about the blowing of the shofar. Aval ha-Rambam tzirifah lechan. The Rambam put it here in his discussion of the shofar. V'hu melamdenu mazeh. His point is, ki soid ha-yekitza me'ardama. That profound idea that we're discussing of awakening from that slumber, tzarich li'mashech lechol ha-shana kula, needs to be extended into the whole year. That's what the Rambam says. A person has to see himself throughout the entire year. Certainly he, the Rambam, heard the shofar in this way. That hearing of the shofar was sufficient for him to be alert throughout the entire year. Another wondrous insight over here. Rosh Hashanah, after all, reminds us of the creation of the world. It's the renewal of the world. Miyad ba mitzvah sheifar le'ereh seklad Yisrael. So the first mitzvah that we have, the mitzvah that characterizes Rosh Hashanah, is the shofar, which has the function of awakening klal Yisrael, levad yishka b'hardama ve'alama, ha'ne'utza be'etzem mitzvus ha'olam ha'gashmi. So that klal Yisrael should not sink into the sedation and the hiddenness, which, as we said, is innate to the reality, the existence of a physical world. So Rosh Hashanah, which commemorates the creation of the physical universe, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes hidden, and therefore innately the creation is a process of hiding and sedating the world, we have the antidote to that on Rosh Hashanah with a shofar, which has a function of awakening. HaKlal Yisrael chayav li yis'er, because Klal Yisrael has to be alert. What alertness is necessary to go throughout the year and seeing the world as if it's balanced on an off-edge? That every little deed can push the world this way or that way. We can go even further in the Rambam. He writes about mezuzah as follows. Chayav adam lizer b'mezuzah mipnei shechovas hakol tamid. A person must be careful with mezuzah. It is incumbent upon everyone all the time. V'chol zeman sheikanes v'yetzeh. Whenever a person enters a room or leaves, yifga b'yichud Hashem, shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, encounters the oneness of Hashem in the mezuzah. V'yizkor ahavasoy, remember Hashem's love. V'yeyor mishenasoy. It awakens him from his sleep. From his involvement in the vanities of time. At that point he knows he knows that nothing is permanent, nothing endures forever other than knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That immediately should cause him to return to his correct das and to follow the right paths. The Rambam continues, Amru Chachamim Rishonim, Chazal said, כל מי שיש לו תפילין בראשוי ובזרועוי, a person with תפילין upon him, וציציס בבגדוי, and he wears ציציס on his garment, ומזוזה בפסחוי, and there's a מזוזה on his doorway, מוחזק הוא שלא יחטא. זה חזקה, that he will not err. שרי יש לו מזכירין רבים, many things to remind him, the תפילין, the ציציס, the מזוזה. והן הם המלאכים שמצילים עושים מלאכתוי. These are what is meant by the term malachim, that preserve him and guard him. Shenema, the pasuk in Tehillim, choyne malach Hashem savim liriav vaychaletzeim. The malach of Hashem encamps around those who are yireim and save them. The author explains, midivrei haRambam mashma kechovah hatemidis shel mitzvah sezuzah. The Rambam implies, if you read that first sentence very carefully, when the Rambam says, chayav adam, a person is obligated, lizer b'mezuzah, to be careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah, mipnei shechovas hakol tamid. It's always a choiv. So the author is saying that it's mashma, ki chovah tamidis shel mitzvah mezuzah, eina rak shetiyah tamid mezuzah lepesach. It's not only that there should always be a mezuzah on the doorway, ela sheha'adam yizkor tamid es ha'mezuzah. The constant obligation is that the person should always remember the mezuzah midei ovrei yada, whenever he passes next to it. Or money flow, how wondrous it is to think Sharambam HaKadosh Bavroli Yad HaMezuzah. When the Rambam passed by HaMezuzah, Miyad Pagab Yichud Hashem. He saw this as an encounter with Hashem's unity. Zachar Avasei, and immediately remembered Hashem's love. Yisorei Mishnazit immediately awakened him. Hesir Ha'alama Me'ilam, that immediately pulled the veil off. It removed this hiddenness. And you remembered immediately that it's only the knowledge of the of Hashem that endures forever and is permanent. It follows, it's simple. This is a simple point. That if the Rambam found this reminder in every doorway that he passed through, we go through doors hundreds of times a day. Such a love is a love of total and complete alertness. The image that I had in my mind always is that of a tightrope walker. That person is completely alert. No, nobody goes in a tightrope unless he's totally, completely alert. If he feels a little bit, not fully awake, that doesn't do it. That's a type of love that's being described over here. Rambam, and by the way, that fits in with what Rambam says about the world being on a knife edge and the person being on a knife edge. It's that alertness, that total focus on a person who's on a tightrope. He's aware that every step counts. No, even the slightest, tiniest movement counts. It's either this way or that way. At any rate, Rambam Yichil Gam Kanes Einyan, here the Rambam elaborates, the Rambam tells us this is the concept of many mitzvahs, the idea of awakening. If that's not enough, the mitzvahs of tefillin, the tzitzis, mezuzah, as we saw in the Sheifar, Chazal enacted many brachos, regarding which the Rambam writes as follows, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph. He says, "Nimtzeu kol ha-brachos kulan shleisha minim." The brachos can be categorized into three categories: brachos hanaya, on pleasure, on benefit, the ones we say particularly over food; uvirkos mitzvois, those we say upon fulfilling a mitzvah; uvirkos hidaa, and those that we say by way of gratitude, shenderech hidaya v'sherech u'bakasha. These are brachos that contain either gratitude or praise or petition. Again, to remember the Creator. This is what we're saying. Lir'ah means that constant remembering of the Creator and removal of that veil of sedation. So the author explains, Rav mitzvah satirah, mechuvanos lasir hashichus v'ha'alama me'olam mitanu. So the majority of the mitzvahs in the Torah are designed for this. They are directed to remove that drunkenness, i.e. that hiddenness, from the world and from us. Hein hatira misalekes es hatoi min ha'olam. The Torah wishes to drive away this toihu, this, what Rashi translated as sedation. U'mayishiva yisane b'olam shekulu malei kvodoi. And what the Torah wishes to seat us in a world which is filled with Hashem. U'vechol makom she'arilin d'orchois al admas kodesh anu omdim. So that wherever we are, doesn't matter where we're stepping, it's admas kodesh, it's a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire world, wherever a person is a giloy of Hashem's wisdom and chesed. There's nothing natural. It is all manipulated from behind. It is all innate. There's no coincidence because everything happening is hashgacha. This, the Torah world, is a world of clarity. Even though we have all of these mitzvahs whose function is precisely this, nonetheless, there's that curse in the Teichacha. Hashem will strike you with dafka sedation, with sleepiness. And we say vidui on this. Because we allow ourselves to, again, fall asleep. This hiddenness to creep again into our world. Aval, as the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says in Perek Hey, Ani Yesheina Velibi Eir. Klausel says, I sleep, but my heart is awake. Kol Doidi Doifek. The voice of my beloved, the sound, he's knocking on the door. Chazal comment, Ani Yesheina Min HaMitzvois Velibi Eir Lasasal. I may be asleep, but my heart is awake to do them. And yeshena min ha-mitzvos libi er legmilus chasadim. What it means is, the author says, shichusei sheloit, total drunkenness, a total lack of awareness, loit itachin oid etzel haklal yisrael. That is not, Hashem does not allow that to occur. Baklal yisrael. Tamid shuvu misorer b'minas mamah shichus. Always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces klal yisrael to some extent to awaken from the drunkenness, ve'im la, because if you don't do that, kol lo did ofek b'shil, Hashem will knock at the door. Hashgacha me'oireres as a klal yisrael mitar demaseh. Hashgacha will awaken klal yisrael from the slumber. O eledei nevi'im, o eledei yisurim. Either through a positive means or yisurim. Some events will occur that will awaken us. Al hashgacha zoi anu meshabchim menishmas. It's this hashgacha that does not allow klal yisrael to become totally drunk, totally immersed in this hiddenness. That's what we mean in Nishmas Kol Chai. Hashem lo yanu velo yishon ha-me'orer yesheinim. It's not stam that you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu awakens you when you have a nap. It's talking about this hashgacha, that it doesn't allow Klal Yisrael to sink into slumber. He's me'orer yesheinim va-me'kitz nirdamim. He awakens us to slumber. Ha-me'seh ha-chilumim ha-matir ha-surim ha-sumech nuflim ha-zakev kifufim. Ha-hashgacha ha-elyina, divine providence, will not allow, does not allow Klal Yisrael to totally sleep and fall into slumber. Adkan.